Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2621.
Has there ever been anyone in your life that you consider a role model? And what attributes led you to your selecting them for that role?
I wouldn't say there's any individual person that is directly a role model. What I've done over my life is taken from many different people, qualities that I thought were important, and what kind of person I wanted to be. So, yes, it was important to look for roles and people, but not like one individual. I like to take from like a broad perspective.
Okay. What kind of attributes would you look for in those different people?
Honesty, kindness, openness.
Okay. Is there anybody in the public eye that you admire, and why do you admire that person?
Once again, I wouldn't say there's any individual person, but I would say I admire anyone in the public eye that can stay like truthful to themselves and not let corporations or money change them. So being in the public eye and being yourself and staying on the straight and narrow, I would say those are the kind of people that I look up to.
Do you think that somebody who looked at your donor profile, including all your get a good picture of what kind of person you are, would describe you well?
To a point that reading and hearing things can describe, I guess. You never really know until you're like sitting next to someone, talking to them and looking them dead in the eye to get exactly your kind of picture. I would just say that I'm me and I'm unique, and there's really no way that you could write it on a piece of paper or speak about it. And just as each individual person is different, so I guess that's what I would say.
So how would you describe your personality?
Outgoing, personable, interesting, I don't know.
What lessons did your parents teach you as a child that you think has a significant impact on who you are now in your adult life?
The one thing that I live every day by is that my mom told me when I was younger is treat everyone how you want to be treated back. So speak to people how you want them to speak to you. So basically, you know, do unto others as you want done to yourself.
Mm-hmm. What makes you unique? You described that you're an interesting person. What makes you different from other people?
Having my own ideas, having my own beliefs, and sticking to my guns, sticking to what I think is right, and, you know, not letting other people change. So I'd say my uniqueness comes from just sticking to what I believe, what I think.
How do you like to spend time with your family?
Just sitting around, having a meal, playing board game, talking, finding out about what's going on in everyone's life. That pretty much would be good night.
Tell me about the most cherished present that you ever received for your birthday or for Christmas. And tell me why it was important and why it was special to you.
A quilt that I got when I was younger that my aunt made for me. And it was made of many different old jeans and sweatshirts and sweaters and everything. It was all sewn together, and it's just been something nice and unique that no one else in the world will have exactly like it. And it's kind of putting together a bunch of opposites to make something to warm you up. So I still have the blanket and I still sleep with it, so it's important.
Okay. What is your favorite holiday and why do you enjoy that holiday?
You know, I don't have any one specific holiday. I guess the holidays that my entire family would be together. So I mean, your Christmases, your Thanksgivings, a holiday where you can be with your entire family, that would be the most important thing. It doesn't have to be a large, extravagant holiday, but as long as my family's all there and everyone's happy, that would be my favorite.
Did your family have any pets when you were growing up?
We've always had many, many pets. It was a miniature collie. That's the dog that we had most of our lives. Just playing with it, memories of playing with it, throwing the ball in the yard, and playing fetch, or just the dog laying on its back because it wanted to be scratched. Just the general dog stories that everyone has.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about some activities that you enjoyed growing up as a kid.
I enjoyed riding my bike up and down the street, playing basketball with the basketball hoop connected to the garage, and sit outside and shoot baskets all day, and enjoyed playing catch with my dad and hard, throwing baseball around. Those are the main things that I enjoyed when I was younger.
What type of books did you like when you were a kid? Did you have a favorite book?
Types of books I read when I was a kid were mainly adventure books. There was a type of book when I was younger called Choose Your Own Adventure, and there was you could read the book and you would make a decision on which way you wanted it to go, and you would turn to a certain page, and you know, you could read the book multiple times but always have something different happen. And that's always what I was interested in, was something that you couldn't predict it, and something different was always happening. So I guess my favorite books when I was younger are books that were unpredictable.
Do you have a favorite?
Not that I can remember.
What kind of books do you like now?
Lately, as I've grown older, a lot of autobiographies, like basketball players, basketball coaches, baseball players, baseball coaches, musicians, celebrities, politicians. So basically, like, I'm really interested in reading about other people's lives and what they have on their own opinion of their life.
What was the last book you read?
The last book that I read would have been the autobiography of Jim Morrison's life, the Doors singer. I think the name of it was No One Gets Out Alive, I think.
What was the last movie you saw?
Last movie that I saw? That would be Bad News Bears. Really like sports movies, so.
Okay, what about the sporting event? What was the last sporting event that you attended?
Sporting event? Yeah. Went to a Wild hockey game a couple weeks ago.
What is your ideal way to relax, I guess?
Ideal way to relax? Doing something different, finding somewhere I've never been before, hopping in the car, getting lost, finding a restaurant or a bookstore that I didn't know existed, and going and checking out. Same with restaurants. Try to find a restaurant that I didn't know was there, and try some different food and see if it's a place that maybe I'll like and come back to in the future. So it doesn't really sound relaxing. Like, some people may take it as stressful, but to me, that would be enjoyable and relaxing.
Yeah, okay. Has anybody ever told you that you look like a particular celebrity?
Not specifically. I get mistaken for being Italian a lot, but no specific, like, person.
Okay. What is your favorite period in history and why?
That would probably have to be the Renaissance. The reason why would be people were allowed to be creative and express their ideas and opinions in such a free manner that it came about with some of the most beautiful and astonishing, you know, discoveries, documented time, and I just think it was a really interesting period.
What is the most important thing to happen to you in your life?
I think the most important thing that happened to me was the realization that I had to do something different with my life. My views and opinions on what I wanted to be when I got older, because when I was younger, I was so dead set on. I was only going to play sports the rest of my life, and I was going to be a professional athlete. But I think the most important thing that ever happened to me was realizing that that wasn't going to happen, and deciding to open up my views and opinions and see what else was out there in the world.
What was the first big purchase that you ever made and that you were most proud of?
Bought a car, and I put a CD player in it, and the day that I got the title and it was in my name and I could drive it around and listen to my CDs, I was pretty proud of myself.
Okay. If you could have lunch with any person living or dead, who would it be, and what would you want to ask them?
That would probably be my grandfather, my dad's dad. And I never really got a chance to be alone with him and talk to him. There's always my dad around, or my family, or my extended family around. I always feel cheated that I never had time to sit down and ask him about his life and get to know how he grew up and what he did when he was younger. So I guess I'd like to talk to him if I could.
What is your definition of success?
Definition of success, probably being happy, but being happy on your own terms. if I create a life for myself that I'm happy with, then I would consider it to be successful.
Okay. What do you think would make you happy with your life? What kind of things would bring that happiness for you?
Well, as of my life right now, happiness comes from helping others, seeing others smile, seeing other people be excited and happy. So trying to spread kindness and love, I mean, it sounds kind of corny, but that would be something that I would connect with being successful in life, making other people happy.
What is your biggest frustration?
People who lack common sense. People who don't understand that you can't walk in the middle of the street when cars are going. Just common sense things. Common sense things like that.
Okay. What do you think are the best qualities that a person can have, and why?
Honesty. And that would be honesty to yourself and honesty to others. And I think it's really in life because a lot of arguments, fights, and wars come upon because people don't understand each other or are being lied to or aren't being told the entire truth. And I think if we were all honest with ourselves and honest with each other, that we'd take a lot of pain and anxiety out of society.
What is your favorite technology?
Favorite technology would be computers and the internet. And the reason for that is because it makes so much information accessible at such an amazing speed.
What is your least favorite responsibility and why?
My least favorite responsibility, the only thing I really think of that is on a personal level, my group of friends. I'm always responsible for making the plans, where to go, when to go, how are we going to get there, how are we going to get back, and I really wish I wasn't responsible for that.
What did you study?
My degree is in, I got a Bachelor of Arts in Sociology.
Okay. And why did you, why does this feel interesting to you?
Because I got to learn about people, why people react to things, why people do things. I hope to use it in the future to help other people and understand people myself and maybe help other people understand how to live in society.
So now that you have a degree in that field, what do you want to do with that?
I'd like to work with families and children, so I hope to go back to school to get my master's in some kind of therapy, marriage and family therapy.
How would you describe your ideal job?
An ideal job? Ideally, I'd like to be some sort of a youth counselor at a school or a private organization, be around young people, try to help them, and maybe if I get a job at a school to be a counselor, maybe I could be a sport coach. That's something that I'd like to do, be a basketball coach or a football coach.
If you could choose any career, what would it be?
I'm going to say author.
Really?
Because it would be nice to write down ideas, write down thoughts and like spread it to other people, but at the same time be compensated monetarily for that. I just think it would be pretty amazing to spread my thoughts and be paid for it.
Okay. Tell me what would you consider a romantic evening?
A romantic evening? It really depends on the two people. You can never say until you meet someone like what they consider romantic is, so assumably I would make sure I talked to the woman and made sure it was something that she would enjoy and something I would enjoy too, and so whatever that would be, I would try to make it happen. Can't really say exactly if you don't know the kind of people you're talking about.
Okay. What would you look for in a potential mate? What kind of things do you see?
I would say honesty. Beyond that, values. Someone who shares the same kind of values that I do. Someone who shares the same kind of beliefs and thoughts on the world and society and people.
Okay. Couple questions left. Why did you decide to participate in this program?
I decided to participate in the program because I think it's important to help science and technology and opportunities that we have to do things that can help people that are sick or unwilling to do things like physically. And I just think that it's technology should be used to its fullest advantage to help people, and that we should not do things because, you know, this reason or that. I think we should press forward and try everything we can to help people.
Okay. And the last question here, is there anything that you would want to tell the recipients or offspring in the future that would listen to this interview? Is there anything about yourself that you want to tell them or any message for them?
I would just say live life to the fullest, never look back, be yourself, and you can never make everyone happy, so try to make yourself happy.
This concludes the audio interview for donor 2621.